wheel's spinning, wheel's spinning. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Recovery Radio broadcast recorded live at the Latol Recovery Center in downtown Moscow. Recovery Radio is an outreach of the Latol Recovery Center, located at 531 South Main Street in Moscow. You can contact the LRC by phone at 208-883-1045 or by email at latolrecoverycenter@gmail.com. You can also find them on the web at latolrecoverycenter.org and on Facebook. Recovery Radio's purpose is to share with our community how recovery from addiction and mental health issues affect us all, to make our community aware of the recovery resources available in our area, and to share the personal stories of people in and around recovery, highlighting their experiences, insight, and hope for continuing in recovery.
I have a couple of, well, actually just one announcement. Today, from 4 to 6 p.m., our recovery pilgrims have worked up a great COVID-safe plan for Thanksgiving this year. It's a meal to go. What? You have no place to go? Not to fear. You can bring it in the center if you like and eat one of our big tables here, meet with some people and talk. And it's absolutely free. Just show up at the door today from 4 to 6 p.m. and have a Thanksgiving meal. I believe it's a traditional turkey and all the trimmings. Come on in and take it home with you, or come on in and enjoy it and have some fellowship with the folks at the Latah Recovery Center.
Ooh, free meal, all the trimmings and everything. That sounds great.
Oh, yeah. It was really good last year. I really enjoyed it. Sometimes I'm a little too busy to get to some of the functions, but I made a point of getting to that one, and boy, was that a good idea.
Excellent.
All right.
So tell us who you are.
Who am I? I don't know. My name is Radio Johnny, and I am a grateful recovered alcoholic. Note the grateful recovered alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Recovered hint, hint. From a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And you are?
And I'm Denise, and I'm a grateful follower of Jesus, and so glad to be here and in recovery today.
As I alluded to there in my introduction, today we're going to talk about gratitude. And boy, that's a slippery slope for a lot of people. For me, there was a point in my life in my active addiction where I was not grateful for anything. I was mad at the world, mad at myself. Things were going horribly wrong. And as far as I was concerned, there seriously was nothing to be thankful for. And all of that was just a situation and situations that I created for myself. I drank to escape from the world as it was, because it just did not meet my needs. It would not do what I told it to do. And I just was resentful of everything, everyone and everything around me that interfered with my ability to self-medicate with alcohol and other substances. Mm-hmm. So gratitude at that point in my life was just out of the question. Were you there at any point in your active addiction?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that with all the things that you said, and then to add to that, that looking back to it, my brain was just so filled with different kinds of substances and stuff that it was hard to be grateful for things, just given all the intake of illegal substances that I was putting into it for so many years. And along with that also becomes the wreckage of your life. I mean, when I was putting most of my focus into using and obtaining pain pills and illegal substances, there's a lot of things that happen during that. It's very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You're definitely not your best self.
No.
It's hard to be a good friend, a good wife, or a good parent. At least it was for me. And you know, I mean, I thought I was doing my best at the time in my relationships, you know? But I just wasn't at a capacity to be able to really do well. And then that just got harder and harder and harder. And finances got harder and harder. And at one point, we lost our house that we were buying. I mean, it was just really hard. And it just spun in a really bad direction. And so, yeah, I mean, it didn't seem like there was a lot to be grateful for at the time, you know?
Right.
Because I was going the wrong direction. I was on the wrong path.
Oh, absolutely. I know that feeling well.
I think I will say that I think I was grateful when I was able to find my substances. I think I had some gratitude then.
Yeah. It's a different kind of gratitude,
right,
really, than I feel today. I know what you're saying.
Right. You know, it's not a healthy gratitude.
Right. If I can get a hold of what I need for today, it was almost more of a sense of relief.
Yeah. I agree.
Because there were times where, you know, I would curse the bottle before I drank it. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you have such a grip on me? Why can I not, you know, put you down and walk away from you like other people? Mm-hmm. Of course, that was very late in, you know, my act of addiction before, you know, I made a turn, you know, stood at that turning point they talk about in the big book, you know, where I couldn't see living with or without alcohol.
Correct. I think there's a certain point where there's such a toll on your body that it makes it not the same anymore as far as enjoyable wise.
Oh yeah, no. And I had passed that point long time back.
Right, me too.
You know, where my body was rejecting my brain. You know, the what they call alcoholic hepatitis, which is a precursor to cirrhosis, you know, yellowing in the eyes and the mm-hmm. skin. And even that wasn't enough to get me to stop, mm-hmm. you know, not at that point. I think I cut back pretty seriously, but I was still drunk every day. So, you know, mm-hmm. but yeah, I know kind of that feeling you had, you know, when you're able to score or, you know, get whatever you need, there's like okay, I'm going to be okay now. Mm-hmm. But as far as being true gratitude,
Yeah, I was going to say that may not have been quite the right word.
Right, right. Well, you may have thought it was, you know, and this is all about, you know, our us talking about our processes, our journeys through sure. sobriety and discovery.
Absolutely.
There you go. There's mm-hmm. a discovery right there.
Yeah, so I'll definitely clarify and say that at this point in time, gratitude is different than it was then.
Oh, absolutely.
If there was gratitude then.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Had different meaning. Like, I understand it now.
Right, exactly. I was grateful that my wife would stay off my back occasionally about my, you know, bad behavior. But, you know, was that really...
Right.
Gratitude, certainly not in the way I feel it now.
It's like immature gratitude, maybe.
exactly. But, you know, turning the page now that I've got a few 24 hours under my belt.
It means decades. And,
well, okay. that gratitude has taken new forms for me. You know, starting at the beginning, when I first came into the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, they talk a lot about gratitude. As a matter of fact, the 11th step, you know, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. That prayer is actually an act of gratitude. It's saying, okay, to this God or higher power or whatever you want to call it, thanks for letting me wake up sober today. That's how my prayer goes. Now, which way should I go to be of service, to be helpful to others, and please keep me out of self so that I can be that person that I truly believe you want me to be. And, you know, again, it always starts with thanks for another day sober, at least waking up sober, and thanks for yesterday. So that's an act of gratitude. So the 11th step, 11th month, gratitude rolls around in the recovery community in general. And I had to, I really had to look early on at things I was grateful for. Of course, there was the obvious. I'm grateful I'm not drinking the way I used to. I'm glad I'm not drinking at all, you know, because in that very beginning, you know, it was hard to stay away from the bottle. And, you know, relapse, you know, Johnny Relapse was my nickname for those first few months until I was actually able to gain some traction, actually, you know, do that, turn my life and my will over to the power of my non-understanding to help me stay sober. And we do a thing... kind of an exercise called a gratitude list, where you just sit down and physically write down the things that you're grateful for. And in those early days, it was a very short list for me. I'm grateful that I don't really want to drink today. I'm grateful that I have people to go and talk to when I feel like drinking. I'm grateful that I may become employable now. It's just some really very basic things. I'm grateful for a roof over my head and a warm place to poop. You know, all those things that I had taken for granted all my life suddenly became blessings. I didn't have to have those things. I was on the road to being rid of all those things at my own hand, you know, up to and including my life. I mean, there were more than a few times where I was not grateful to be alive at all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thought seriously about changing that. That happens to a lot of people. And still, that wasn't my turning point. How weird is that?
I hear you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that still wasn't enough. So anyway, so got into this making gratitude lists and sharing that with other people. Mm-hmm. And that was really a good exercise for me to look at things in a slightly more positive way from the negativity that I was all involved with, you know, in my addiction. But that's enough of what my experience was. Oh, Why don't you share with me?
I'm enjoying listening. And you also brought up the gratitude list thing, which is good because people in my circle of friends will talk about gratitude journals, you know, mm-hmm. prayer journals, gratitude journals, Thanksgiving journals, that kind of thing. And I just think that that's actually really good advice. I tend to look to the people who seem to be doing pretty well with things, you know, that I would like to improve in, and I watch them. And right now I have great friends, great lady friends who, you know, I feel like they're friends and mentors at the same time. So I'm glad that you brought that up. But yeah, so for me, I mean, like I was saying earlier, it was a lot different back then. And then when I got into recovery as well, I hear a lot of the things that you say, they resonate with me. I start my gratitude or my list at night as I fall asleep. It's usually, thank you for this pillow, thank you for this blanket, I'm glad to be warm, I have a roof over my head, food, you know, I had food in my tummy, that kind of thing. You know, those things are really important. And at certain times, those weren't always available, you know. I also spent about 28 days in Lathrop County Jail. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced having to share a bathroom with people you don't know,
right.
Even if they're the same gender. It's not exactly a really fun thing, you know, sleeping in the same room with other people and just being in a small area and being subject to whatever their emotions were, you were going to hear about it, and not being around your family. All those things are very hard. And so being grateful that I'm not in that situation anymore, being grateful for my recovery. Again, so early on. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think you have even expressed in the past to me that you actually have gratitude for that experience.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I do have gratitude for that experience because if it wasn't, if it wasn't for my chariot coming, as I like to joke, which was the Lathrop County task, picking me up, I wouldn't have changed my life. I needed to be secured somewhere to just be without those things. Let my body be without those things. Because with my own choice, I would go and pick up the pills or whatever. But since I was there, I knew I couldn't. And honestly, it was such a blessing, but I didn't have like withdrawals or anything when I was in jail, which I feel like is a miracle, honestly,
right. Yeah.
Because of the things that I was doing. A lot of other people would go into jail and they would wind up in the hospital, you know? So it was really such a blessing. But yes, so grateful to be there, to be able to get onto the Lathrop County Drug Court program. And for all the people who helped in my recovery, I feel like there's hundreds of people that have helped me along this last 8 years. I'm grateful to all of them for what they do. Yeah.
So how does gratitude manifest itself in your life today?
I think it just kind of pours out of me. Honestly, I have a lot of gratitude. And I think part of it is because of what's happened from my choices and where I've been. And I just feel so blessed having all the people and community that I have now, which is something that I always wanted. We moved around a lot when I was a child, and so it was hard to have a good amount of friends, and I have that now. It seems to me like since I've been in recovery, all the things that I always wanted, most of them have happened. They really have. Yeah. And also building better relationships with my family and my friends, and my community. Yeah.
You talk about all those things that you've wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny for me. I was thinking this morning, actually, about wants versus needs. It didn't take very long after I started to develop this relationship with this higher power of my non-understanding, mm-hmm. that I found my needs were absolutely met. It was those wants that I was developing resentments about. Oh, well, mm-hmm. I want the cool stereo, or I want the big TV, or, you know, I want, or name it, you know, I want. But once I realized that my needs were met and that I could be grateful for having those needs met, the pillow, the warm blanket, mm-hmm. the roof, you know, food in my stomach, gas for my car so I could get to meetings because I had nothing else to do. I was pretty much unemployable and unlovable at that point, at that early point. As things went on and as I got into service, got a sponsor, started working through those 12 suggestions, suddenly I found myself in a position where some of those wants started to be fulfilled. And not because I was greedy and working for them. When I was, you know, kind of getting back onto, you know, back into the work world, I didn't have the tools for the kind of job that I wanted to do. My employer supplied them all, and the good stuff, not, you know, the stuff that I might be able to go, say, to the pawn shop and pick up and might work okay or might, you know, not. No, they just said, here's a bunch of tools, and, you know, we'll take half the cost of it out of your paycheck and we'll pay the rest of it. And it was like, wow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, other things came up. You know, people, friends would be moving and, hey, we're moving the mountains. We don't need this big TV set. Do you want a big TV set?
Yeah, sure. You sure are bringing up things that, yeah, I can totally relate to that. It's just like all these things just came our way. It was just amazing. It was miracle after miracle of kindness and generosity, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So to be able to build gratitude, that was like a really super deluxe thing to recognize and to be grateful for. Because did I necessarily deserve all these things? Well, evidently, according to my higher power, yeah, those were things that I could have as long as I kept maintaining what they call a fit spiritual condition. You know, staying in contact with my higher power, being of service to my fellows, doing all those things. And there were times where when I slacked off on that, for example, I had a pretty good job. I was making more than enough money to have all my needs met, physical needs met, and a good amount left over to, you know, work on some of those wants. Or some of those extravagances, you know, nice vacations, things like that. And I started drifting away from my responsibilities, and suddenly those things went out of reach again. There were problems with jobs. There was not time to do those things. Other outside forces, maybe my wife couldn't get the time off, or it was just all these bizarre little circumstances that suddenly made those wants out of reach. Mm-hmm. And I didn't relate that to the fact that I was no longer really maintaining a fit spiritual condition, because mm-hmm. I was kind of on autopilot. I'm good. Everything's good. I got a job, this and that. But I wasn't doing that service work. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't necessarily getting down on my knees every morning mm-hmm. and saying, thank you. And what do you want me to do next? And I think that happens. I've heard that happens to a lot of people. That eventually mm-hmm. led to relapse as well.
Sure.
And suddenly, not only were my wants gone, my needs were being affected as well.
But you knew the way to get back.
I did.
Praise
did.
Praise the Lord. Right?
Thank God somebody told me, honey, call your sponsor. Mm-hmm. Tell them what's going on. And that wasn't a suggestion. So knowing she was right, I did that. And I got a very straightforward answer, you know, when I said, yeah, I'm relapsed, I've been drinking. And my sponsor, my friend, said, hey, well, you know what? You need to go to a meeting. Mm-hmm. You need to introduce yourself that you're coming back in after being out. And you also need to get a sponsor that's not 1,000 miles away. Maybe that having that little bit of responsibility close by, someone you need to be, I can't think of the word right now, responsible to.
Right. Accountability.
Yeah, somebody to be accountable to. Thank you. Will be helpful to you.
Right.
And certainly it was. I haven't had to go through that again. And I've stayed involved. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this radio show for almost 4 years now. Mm-hmm. That's my accountability to you, to the Latar Recovery Center, mm-hmm. to the people that listen to us.
Yep.
And I get notes every once in a while from people and emails. And if you want to email us, lrccrecoveryradio@gmail.com. lrccrecoveryradio@gmail.com. Send us a note, you know. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you think of what we're doing. Tell us what you would like to hear more mm-hmm. of. You know, I don't Absolutely. Do that very often with the show because we almost seem to have an inexhaustible supply of topics and things on our mind, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be responsible to the people we're accountable
yep,
to, our listening audience, and here in the Moscow, Pullman, or Quad Cities, whatever they're calling it now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, on those good days when you get us up in the orchards,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
So that being said, why don't we talk about the kind of things we're grateful for, you know, right here today, you
yes.
know, near future, because we're coming up on that, what's it called? Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving.
Right, where you eat all the stuff and then go delirious and
oh, that's
take a
right.
nap.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And we used to, you know, use it as an excuse to drink or use, because everybody is
right.
this time of year.
Yeah, that was one of them. Do we need to take a break real quick?
Yeah, why don't we take a short
yeah,
break
we'll take
and
a musical
break. Get that frog out of your throat and... Mm-hmm. We'll come back and talk a little more about Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Depend on.
And we are back on Recovery Radio on KRFP 90.3, the coolest station in the nation. And Denise, you looked up some information online about the neurological and physical effects of gratitude. So yeah. Would you like to share that right
now? Sure. And this is just a little bit of a part of a article on positivepsychology.com. And the heading for it is Gratitude Brings Happiness. Gratitude improves interpersonal relationships at home and at work. The connection between gratitude and happiness is multidimensional. Expressing gratitude not only to others, but also to ourselves, induces positive emotions, primarily happiness. By producing feelings of pleasure and contentment, gratitude impacts our overall health and well-being as well. So some simple practices like maintaining a gratitude journal, complimenting the self, or sending small tokens of thank you notes can make us feel better and enhance our mood immediately. A couple of studies have indicated that partners who express their thankfulness to each other often could sustain their relationship with mutual trust, loyalty, and had long-lasting happiness in their relationship. It gives a little, like a little picture, and it has gratitude, and then it points to, helps with optimism, selflessness, spirituality, empathy, and self-esteem, and then that points to true happiness. Yeah,
that's
just a little snippet from there. There's a lot of other stuff, like neuroscience-wise, about how your brain works and how it actually lays, we'll just call them gratitude pathways.
Sure.
And some of the things that happen is you have a lot more gray matter in your brain, and I guess that's a positive thing. Like other things that we do, choose to do that are positive, it can help our brains actually just
grow.
Be more healthy. Yeah.
Right.
And have the better, I guess, chemicals being released and stuff in a healthy way.
Right.
Not
right.
Like when we get depleted by, you know, drinking too much or doing drugs. This actually changes our brain to be happier and be more grateful.
Right.
It gives us happiness and contentment.
It increases the, you know, the dopamine and the other endorphins, mm-hmm. the stuff that we talked
yeah.
about a little while ago.
On a healthy level, it
yeah.
does it. Yeah.
Yeah, in a healthy way. That's yeah. And that's important. I know my personal experience with being grateful and expressing gratitude. I mean, I do it in my interpersonal relationships all the time. Mm-hmm. Thank you for making a great dinner. Mm-hmm. Thanks for making me a sandwich, even when I didn't even know I was hungry.
Right.
You know, those,
taking good care of you, right?
That's exactly.
What your wife does. That's awesome.
That's right. And, you know, even with people around me in a work setting, it was always necessary for me to say, thank you for getting this report out to me right away. Or thank you for, you know, sharing that your people are struggling with, you know, something I provided to them, that it's, you know, inadequate or could be better. It just thanking people around me for doing their jobs. And I know a lot yeah. of people think, well, that's their job. You don't need to thank them for doing what they're supposed to do to begin with. And I disagree. I strongly disagree, because I was able to build relationships. I've been gone from, you know, a large organization in Pullman that will remain nameless. I run into old compatriots and coworkers mm-hmm. from that organization all the time around town, and I still have a very good relationship. They are actually happy to see me, which, you know, in my active addiction, people were not happy to see me most
right.
of the time. I totally get that, and I totally live that as well. And it's always good when science catches up with, you know, is able to explain in a way how our feelings actually do benefit us
right.
In a way.
I thought of something as you were talking about that. So I've noticed some changes in myself in this journey, and the ones that I've noticed more recently are, okay, so when you got to call somebody about something really frustrating, you know what I mean? Like
right.
with a company or something, you're trying to order something and things keep getting messed up. I've noticed how much there's an improvement when I call somebody and it's just like, oh. So staying positive with the person that I'm talking to, you know, being polite and kind to them and thanking them for what they're doing, and then explaining the situation and, you know, letting them know, I realize this isn't your fault and I really appreciate you helping me with it. Previously, it would have come out as I was speaking to that person, like my frustration would have come out to them, and I'm able to now have those conversations without that, you know, and I can explain myself the problem and just maintain my emotions, and it's not like a vomit thing,
right? Well,
you know what I mean? Have you seen that, like, from before? It would be like, brah, there's this problem and you have to fix it, brah, you know what I mean?
And it's all your fault,
right? And this person on the other end of the line, they're just trying to do their job. They had nothing to do with the fact that, like, your cable isn't working, you know what I mean? Or that there's an outage for the 105th time this month, they told me. You know what I mean? That's not their fault. And they totally, you know, they fixed it.
Right.
It's fine.
They're the people that you're, you know, calling on to fix the problem.
Right.
I can remember my mother telling me years and years ago, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
Right.
You know, I see that in myself, you know, even when I thought I was being a people pleaser in my addiction. It was all about, you know, what can you do for me? And maybe I'll thank you when we're done with this call for sparing the time to, you know, help me with my problem that, you know, you and your company are ultimately responsible for my unhappiness.
Blame, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And with that, I just have to add that it's like, it's actually all of that, like those feelings that used to be there that I used to get so upset with other people. It's not there anymore. Like sometimes it comes up a little bit and I'm like, and then I feel like I'm acting like that way towards people, but really it's not coming off. It's just that I feel a little bit of those emotions of being kind of struggling with being upset, you know?
Yeah.
But I can deal with it on like a healthy level. It's nice.
Right, exactly. Well,
so I think my brain's changing. This gratitude thing is really working. I think my brain's changing, for sure.
Yeah, and I've also noticed that in my experience, things get resolved a lot faster and a lot better, usually in my favor.
Right.
Just by saying, you know, I have this problem. Here's what the problem is. What, if anything, can you do to help me with it? And it seems like most people that work in customer service are dying to hear that sort of speech because that's their job, is to make you happy, make you whole again from whatever it is that happened that's, you know, making you upset right now or make you feel like you're not getting what you're paying for, whatever.
Right, and it makes me think of like our Serenity Prayer where I only have control over the things I have control over.
Right.
You know, so like in this dealing with whatever's going on, I only have control over, you know, explaining my situation and whatever the outcome is. That's not my, I don't have control over that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So the internet may or may not work or, you know, the order may or may not get fixed.
Yeah. And
that's okay.
And I don't have to put my frustration. You know, I don't have to make my frustration somebody else's frustration. I can say, thank you for doing what you can. And if I have any more issues, I'll give you a call and talk to you. And you can hear it in the voice on the other end of the line.
Can you imagine how many times a day, you know, they have to deal with stuff that...
Oh, exactly.
Oh, crikey.
And now you jumped into another thing that I wanted to touch on, at least just briefly, while we have a few minutes left. And that's building empathy. Gratitude builds empathy. Like we were just talking about here now, if I can have empathy for the person on the other end of that telephone line or the other person in a conversation in a work environment where I can see that they're struggling to try and resolve my problem or they're trying to get to a place where they can actually help me do my job, I can back off and say, why don't you work on that? I know it's going to be a tough thing to accomplish. And then why don't you let me know what I can do to help? Because ultimately, I just want the problem solved, and I don't want them to have to go insane trying to meet my needs.
Right, you don't want to like just pass on stress.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's
exactly.
better if you're not stressed out. It's better if they're not stressed out, and everybody can do their best.
Right, exactly. In that stress state, you know, yeah. that put me on to two different medications.
Right.
Which, thank God, once I got out of the stress mill, I was able to get off of them. Mm-hmm. And that was a good thing.
That is.
For me and everybody around me. Mm-hmm. Medication's great. I took antidepressants when I needed them. They helped me get past that, you know, feeling of self-loathing and considering suicide.
Yeah, it's
and
like initial fog of
all of those other stuff. Things. And they're important and they're good, but unless I treated the causes, you know, for me it was leaving the environment. Mm-hmm. It made me able to get healthy again through non-pharmaceutical means, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And that very easily, I mean, the idea of using a substance to change my perception of what's going on around me, I mean, that's a perfect example of why I used alcohol.
Doctor supervision.
Right, I was under doctor supervision, and I wasn't
alone.
Yeah, I wasn't just taking the pills. I was mm-hmm. doing counseling,
right?
And that allowed me to, you know, get healthy. And then when the big stressor was removed, mm-hmm. when I got out of that environment, mm-hmm. I didn't need the medication anymore.
Right.
But I still kept up with the counseling to resolve some of those issues that still lingered.
Yeah.
Just because somebody pulled you out of the fire doesn't mean there's still burns to deal with,
right.
and to heal from. And gratitude, I mean, that's what it's all about, mm-hmm. being grateful for whatever you have for however long you have it.
Absolutely.
And today, I'm grateful that we had this time to chat about gratitude and hear your perspective on it, which is very helpful to me.
Yep, yours as well.
Thank you very much for your
Johnny.
Time. And we'll wrap it up now and remind everybody that if you think you have a problem with alcohol or other drugs or mental health issues, well, you do.
To cry through a lot of battles left me battered and bruised, and I was shattered, had my heart ripped in two. I was broken. There were a lot of times I stumbled and crashed when I was on the edge, down to my last chance. So many times when I was so convinced that I was over, but I had to fall. Grateful for the storm, made me appreciate the sun. I'm grateful for the wrong ones, made me appreciate the right ones. I'm grateful for the pain, for everything that made me break. I'm thankful for all my scars, 'cause they only make my heart. Together and I pull myself out. Learned a lesson that there's a lot you gotta go through, hell yes. But that's what got me strong, I got no regrets. And I got only love, got no bitterness. Count my blessings, yeah. I'm proud of every tear, yeah. 'Cause they got me here. I'm grateful for the stars. Appreciate the sun. I'm grateful for the wrong ones. Make me appreciate the right ones. I'm grateful for the pain. For everything that made me break. I'm thankful for all my change. Not even one mistake I made. I got lost, found myself, found my way. I'm grateful for the storm, made me appreciate the sun. I'm grateful for the wrong ones, made me appreciate the right ones. I'm grateful for the best. Oh,